South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performances drop?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. From wherever you are catching this podcast on this day, hello and welcome to another episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. My name is Rams Mabode. I hope you are safe.
We are exercising our rights. There will be no school, there will be no university, there will be no factory, there will be no bus, no taxi, unless they are taking protesters to the picket lines. There will be no truck to Richards Bay. There will be no train to Richards Bay. There will be no big roads that will be operating on the 20th of March unless it's emergency services.
With these words, economic freedom fighters leader Julius Malema announced the so-called national shutdown planned for today. But as Malema was telling us what will not be there, he did not warn us about what is likely to be there. Out of the woodwork, all sorts of unknown, forgotten, and unlikely characters have come out. And they came out thick and fast. I suppose it was a case of not putting any crisis to waste. First, it was that all but dead hero of the liberation struggle known as the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania. The PAC came out with their 25-odd strong members and a poster and threw their bantam weight behind the national shutdown.
Will not hesitate to put elected representatives under public scrutiny and to recall sluggers, amavila. This is the turning point because today we set in motion the new era of the return of our land, the beginning of economic liberation.
I cannot tell you how many turning points the PAC has attempted since its unofficial death. May the party of Robert Sobukwe rest in peace. Not to be left out, the General Industrial Union of South Africa added his voice. Don't ask. I have battled all week to find out who these people are and what industry they organize in. It does not matter. GIUSA President Mametlwe Sebei, you don't have to remember the name, had strong revolutionary words why his not-so-popular revolutionary union is behind the shutdown.
Is and the working class are paying the price with that, with a relentless blackouts as well as astronomical levels of tariff increases. So for that reason, we are saying that the ANC is a problem, not just Ramaphosa. And what we are saying is that the entire ANC must go out, but also we are saying that we must bring an end to a private ownership and monopoly over commanding halves of the economy, including the mines, the factories, the banks, and all the key sectors of the economy, because that's ultimately the only way that you can end the crisis of unemployment, of load shedding, but also of poverty and cost of living crisis.
I'm sure this left you shivering, as it left my teeth gnashing. But not everyone who came out of the woodwork supported Malema and his EFF. Out of his Dubai hideout, South Africa's president-in-waiting and the son of the revolution, Duduzane Zuma, also added his voice of reason.
So the national shutdown is planned for the 20th. People are playing politics and they're giving certain messaging out. It's the biggest joke. We should never be shutting down in this country. As a matter of fact, a lot of these protests that we're having shouldn't be happening because these protests are actually not helping. They're taking us back. We've seen protests happening in our country for various reasons. Do they bring light to the issues? Of course they bring light, but do they bring a change in results? Definitely not.
I mean, after such compelling words of wisdom, why should we bother listening to anyone else? We are led, indeed. The jury is out when Duduzane will make another cameo appearance onto our political scene. I, for one, will not be waiting with bated breath. Not to be left out, Minister in the Presidency Kumbuzo Ntshavheni added her voice.
We are ready for any other eventuality, but we are confident there's not going to be a shutdown and there's not going to be a repeat of the 2021 July uprising in this country.
How things have changed. This is the same woman who, before a week ago, was Minister of Communications, and under her watch, for months on end, nothing happened. And she was nowhere to be seen. Meanwhile, Ntshavheni's own boss, President Cyril Ramaphosa, himself an occasional absentee from the national scene, came out guns blazing, no pun intended, promising us all sorts of protection against the national shutdown.
The security forces of our country are going to defend our people. They are going to make sure that intimidation, anarchy and disorder does not prevail.
How bold, Mr. President. I'm sure the millions of women who suffer from rampant gender-based violence. I'm sure the millions of women who suffer from the rampant gender-based violence in this country are dying to hear such tough words from you right now. I can only imagine how victims of daily crime would kill to hear your rare voice when they are left helpless. Only last week, many sick South Africans were desperate for concomitant action from you, sir, when a union allied to your party ground the health sector to a standstill during a strike. Of course, the biggest worry is that once the army is out of the barracks, they will terrorize citizens. They did that during COVID lockdowns, remember? But you don't have to worry. If the army and the police become violent, it won't be excessive, according to Western Cape Police Commissioner Thembisile Phathekile.
Police brutality and SANDF brutality, we will ensure that at least the minimum is kept to a minimum, if there would be any. Brutality, I don't know what you mean by it, but if you are resisting the arrest, I have got to use the minimum force to ensure that you subject yourself to the arrest.
As I always say, you cannot make such things up. But while everyone is competing to grab the headlines, the winners in all this are ordinary South Africans. Something special happened since the EFF announced the shutdown. Something really unusual. Something we have not seen in nearly 14 years. We have been experiencing almost no load shedding. Yes, Eskom has plunged the country into lower levels of load shedding, with a real possibility of level zero starting today. I mean, have you ever? Where does this new capacity suddenly come from? Anyway, what are we supposed to do with the excess capacity that we have become so unaccustomed to? Inconvenient as this is, I guess we are going to have to look on the bright side of things. We will be able to watch live as the shutdown revolution is televised today. Savor this moment, for one thing is clear, there is darkness at the end of this tunnel. Please subscribe to this podcast while the lights are on, and follow us on Twitter at Rems by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rems Mabote, goodbye and God bless.